In just a minute, Carl runs up the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art like his favorite boxer, Rimey Balboa. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, in a tense debate between the Florida gubernatorial candidates, Democrat Alex Sink gained an edge in her opponent Rick Scott in a unique way. What did she do?
She put on Lady Gaga's meat dress. I have no idea. I thought I knew it.
Well, you know, she was
Prop 19. No, I mean, no, it's like whoa.
Oh, like I said.
Can I have a hint?
I can have a hint. Well, she was told to keep her eyes on her own podium.
Oh, that's right. I did know this. She got a text from one of her staff.
Yeah, she cheated, basically,
she cheated,
is the answer. Use of notes during the live broadcast of the debate on CNN was explicitly banned, but during a commercial break, one of Sink's aides came over and showed her a message on a cell phone. Scott, her opponent, watched the whole thing, but he was unwilling to take the high road because it's just so lonely up there. So he immediately tattled on her as soon as they came back in the air. Here's the irony. The aide had come over just to say to her, to whisper into her ear, Brett Favre said you need to see this text right away. Tom, NASA is now considering beginning preliminary talks about a manned mission to Mars. A lot of details to work out, but they have figured out they can save a lot of money if we send the astronauts there and then do what?
Leave them there.
Exactly right. It's an ambitious new plan. It's called the 100-Year Starship, and NASA is considering sending 4 astronauts to Mars permanently in the hopes that they can become self-sufficient there.
And now, Tom, didn't you say your kids are both astronauts for Halloween?
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not
Don't
going.
Don't tell them
they're
that
They're not
part.
Going.
No.
But, hell, I'll go.
There are a number of reasons. Yeah, there are days.
There are days.
There are a lot of reasons to begin exploring Mars, chief among them that Earth is really starting to suck. But when we thought about the idea of like sending 4 people up there and never bringing them back is kind of sad until we realized it is the best concept ever for a sitcom.
Right.
It'll be called Men Are From Mars. Remember Women?
And can we, who,
can
we nominate?
Can we pick the 4 people? That's what
right.
I really want.
We want to nominate.
This could be a really good idea.
It could be a good idea.
This could be a good, very good idea.
Can you imagine the nominating conventions?
Really? Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, how do you pack for a trip like that? Like, oh, let's see, how much underwear do I need for the rest of my life?
Scotch.
And you have to take everything in those little 3-ounce.
That's terrible. PJ, a new study released this week finds that 95% of the products labeled green for their environmental impact are not, in fact, what?
Green
exactly
at all.
Exactly right, yes.
Yes, yes.
Terra Choice, a marketing company, looked at 5,000 consumer products and found that the vast majority of so-called environmentally friendly products were at best environmental frenemies.
Oh.
Some claims weren't backed up with facts. Some were too vague. Some were just confusing. China's claim that the lead in their children's toys gets great gas mileage, for example.
And it's from the earth.
Yeah. Another egregious claim, BP said that they saved ducks from predators by making them slippery enough to avoid capture. PJ, a Connecticut law firm, has announced a new way it will be servicing its clients. How?
How are they going to service their clients? Connecticut law firm is calling. I need a hint here. This is way too vague.
All right. Please pull up the next window to get your plea agreement.
They have drive-through service?
The world's first drive-through law firm, yes.
Anybody who has ever dealt with a law firm has wanted to drive right through the middle of the office, you know.
The Kosian law firm in Connecticut was looking for a new office, and when a Kenny Rogers Roasters restaurant went out of business, they took it over. They kept the drive-through. The firm's paralegals man the window. They hand out documents. They answer client questions. They ask, do you want files with that? Maybe they'll do depositions through the speaker.
Yeah.
And when did you meet my client?
What?
And when did you meet my client?
Speak into the clown's mouth.
Yeah. And it's awful when you get stuck in line behind a guy waiting for an appeal.
Hi. Hi. Hawaii.